Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently.
Boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to get right into this, and then I'll just kind of introduce you as to who we are, what it is that we do, so on and so forth in just a couple minutes. The mainstream media is creating wars. We all know this, right? Okay. Now, as you all well know, we've been on this for years. Well, the conservatives are still trying to figure out what's going on. Yesterday's liberals, of course, we noticed right off the bat that it was corrupt politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove, creating domestic insurrection. We noticed it right away. I mean, folks, it did not take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. Right when I stepped into ministry, I seen it for what it was. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, bring it down. Bring down the Holy Ghost and kick the hell out of us and put in the Holy Ghost and equip us and empower us so that we can all understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is to be the offensive, right? Well, he also gives us discernment. He gives us discernment so that we can see and know. He gives us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to receive discernment. 1 Corinthians 12, read the whole chapter. It's great. But the mainstream media has been creating wars in this country for decades, not just in this country, but all over the world. Just ask John Stockton, former CIA agent. The point that I want to make is that the devil is always found in the details. He always is. And for some reason or another, it's always the devil that's found in the details where we find the perpetrators. Because what we see more than not in this country today is the facts that the mainstream media continuously withhold from the people that creates the war. As a matter of fact, it was Aeschylus that said this. He said, in war, truth is the first casualty. You can say that different ways. In war, truth is the first casualty. It always is. What we see happening today in America is division. We see corrupt politicians in the mainstream media creating division between people of different color when it doesn't exist. Folks, I've said this before. I'm on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. I'm in Texas. I'm in Minnesota and everywhere in between. And I have yet to see what the mainstream media is talking about. Now, I also know, and I'm sure that many of you do as well, that the mainstream media has been caught several of folks, thousands of times in this country, using crisis actors to give us the news that they want to set through their propagandists and their narrative that they mean to create to further divide the American people one against another at all costs. As the Marxists say, at all costs, whatever it may take. And these people have been given a free hand to do it far too long. When I look at the politicians of the day, I look at the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, I look at some of the governors, the Tim Walz, the Gretchen Whitmer, I look at Cuomo out of New York, I look at some of the mayors in this country, friends, and I just think to myself, really? Are we really this ignorant to believe that these debased reprobates are actually trustworthy? When we delegate authority and power over them to represent we the people in maintaining and upholding the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution? No! Folks, they're responsible for doing just the exact opposite, as I'm about to prove. Now, this last week, friends, the case involving Derek Chauvin came down with 3 guilty verdicts. Everybody knows about it, right? This is right in my own backyard, by the way. Now, from what I saw and knew firsthand concerning the people that were there, not only in the police, but also the EMTs that removed George Floyd's body firsthand, if you want to question that, you can go ahead and test your steel with me, 1-866-582-9933. Some of you people out there say, well, Bradley, you have no idea what you're talking about. No, the problem is that I do. And I'm actually talking to people that were a part of the case. I'm not getting it from he said, she said. Okay, I'm not being speculative about putting the dots together to try to make it mean whatever it is that I want to make it mean. Okay, I'm telling you firsthand what I know firsthand from the people that were there in the police force and the EMT. Derek Chauvin got exactly what he deserved. As a matter of fact, he even got a little bit lucky because he should have gotten life for life, right? The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 19:21, it's a life for a life. It's an eye for an eye. You know, and I've heard people say this, just a side note, well, if it's an eye for an eye, that's going to leave the whole world blind. No. No, that's not what the Word of God says, friends. It says a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. In other words, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Gandhi was way off base, let me tell you on that one. But from what I saw and knew firsthand, Derek Chauvin is lucky that that's all he's gotten up to this point. He should get the death sentence. After hearing this verdict over the last couple days, I also knew that it was not about justice, and I knew exactly what was coming because I've seen the spin doctors play it over and over and over and over again. This was about corruption in government using subversive groups such as Black Lives Matters, which we've exposed as being a subversive Marxist organization. They are, just ask them, all 5 members. And then we also have CARE, a terror tight organization that's involved because they're being used, Black Lives Matter, CARE, and whoever else they may need to upend the U.S. Constitution. They need these subversive organizations, friends, to upend your Constitution. Remember what John Adams said, that our Constitution was made for only a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And keep in mind, when they said religion, according to law in our forefathers, it was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, so on and so forth. Now, others are afforded asylum in this country, but they are to assimilate to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, period, okay? If you know anything about your history, you'll know exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to this because I want to show you the devil is found in the details, and I want to give you some examples about how the truth was held and withheld from the people in this country to create domestic insurrection. It's going to make you mad. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. Again, the list goes on, and I hope that you understand the point. When I make scripture references, friends, I'm only using the scripture, the apostles and the prophets, to back up my message. Again, the best way to show a deviation in a stick is to lay a straight one next to it, and that's what I'm doing. Oftentimes, I'll also use the Constitution in exposing so that we might bring about the resolve, and you can bring that up against the preamble to We the People of the U.S. Constitution as well. So, anyways, getting back to this, friends, the mainstream media creating wars, they've been doing it for decades in this country. They've also been used to create wars overseas over and over and over again. Just ask the CIA. Remember back in 1947, it was actually Harry Truman that said, had he known, he would have been he would have had no part whatsoever of the American version of Gestapo, he said, of the CIA. I want you to think about that, friends. Long history of nothing but corruption through the CIA in so many different ways. But the mainstream media, who, by the way, the CIA has all major control over the journalists that you know of, the popular journalists on a global basis, they're all controlled by the CIA, said Dr. Udall Ufcott. Okay, and we've talked about that several times here as well. You can actually go online and go to Operation Mockingbird. You probably have to go no further than that. But if you go to Dr. Udo Ufcott, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, he wrote a book exposing the CIA. A year and a half later, he dies under mysterious circumstances, of course. He must have shot himself, what, 12 times in the head with a shotgun, expecting and hoping that you'll believe the propagandists once again. But he'll tell you exactly what's going on through the mainstream media and how it's controlled by the CIA and the six corporations on a global basis. So, with that said, it should come as no surprise when I say the mainstream media has been creating wars. And the devil is found in the details. And the way they create domestic insurrection, if it's not to the right side, it's to the left side. And what I'm talking about right now is the information they omit or withhold from the people to decide the case for themselves. Or as to, in this particular case, we're talking about George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, as to were the police justified in what they did or were they unjustified Okay? And in this case with George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, there was no way to justify the unjustifiable. Matter of fact, when I first seen the video, friends, I don't know how anybody could have just been standing there around with cameras or their phone cameras going, videos playing, right? And I don't know how they just stood there and watched Derek Chauvin jam his knee into his neck when he was trying to breathe, and he said he couldn't breathe. But they did. And it's interesting to note, too, on the other hand, if I would have jumped in and I would have pushed that cop and they would have shot me, the mainstream media, along with the police, they would have justified it and they would have said that I was obstructing justice. But it turned out the way that they wanted it to turn out. Let me tell you this. If you remember right, it was Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, former mayor, criminal mayor of Chicago, who said, never let a good crisis go to waste. They needed this crisis. And what's interesting also, friends, concerning this case, after the verdicts came out, this is very important, it was interesting to note that Keith Ellison, the AG, the top cop here, who was, by the way, denounced by the police in the state of Minnesota, who mysteriously got into the position of the Attorney General's office, he knew the verdict instantly. Immediately after the verdicts came forth, all three of them guilty, 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 he was right there on live television reading off a little teleprompter, his pages, friends, that someone wrote up, his writer wrote up for him. He went off for 13 minutes talking about the guilty verdict. Isn't that interesting? Did he have privy information? Well, you're going to have to answer that one, friends. But I talked to top brass here in the state of Minnesota, and they told me he should know none of that information until the jury gives the verdict. Nobody knows anything until then. But somehow or another, that of Keith Ellison, who him and his son, who is on the city council in Minneapolis, they're actually trying to eradicate the police force. Whoa. Is this like the stupidest thing you've ever heard of, friends? Yep. But he stays there, doesn't he? Because the people tolerate him and put up with him because they fail to deal with him accordingly. He is a criminal. And until we begin to call him for who he is and what he's responsible for concerning the transgressions of the law that he is supposed to uphold, friends, nothing's going to change. So here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we're going to call it for what it is. We always have and we always will by the grace of God. Let's get back to this. I was just talking about how after the verdicts came out, I knew that it was not about justice. They were going to make it an issue of color, okay? And it's interesting, friends, right in front of me I have Lady Justice, and if you look at her, she's got a blindfold on. See, isn't it interesting how kids are colorblind? And the only ones making an issue of color are the communists behind the little useful idiots and spin doctors in the mainstream media trying to create an issue between the colors when in fact it doesn't exist. Oh, just hang on a second. Just hang on a second. But what are they doing in this particular case after the verdicts came out? Well, right to Black Lives Matter. Did you know that Black Lives Matter was over in New York telling white business owners to get out of New York? They used expletives, of course. Okay, and keep in mind, they're a small, small number. The mainstream media wants to give life. They want them. They want the people in this country to believe that the BLM is a lot bigger than what it really is. And I'm telling you what, friends, if you think that they are an organization that can prop itself up, I'm here to tell you right now, without the mainstream media, nobody cares who they are. Okay? They also are using CARE after these verdicts came out. And CARE is a well-known terror-tied organization in America. But yet they're here somehow or another. And why they haven't been condemned for their crimes and for their failure to come into America and assimilate. I mean, they want to conquer, and that's their whole objective. But yet the microphones are put right up to their mouth as well every time they whisper. And the cameras are right up to their faces every time they whisper. Isn't that interesting, friends? You're being sold down the river. It's called the judgment of God. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to 48, and going to Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 and ending in 68. Read it. Okay? So this isn't an issue of justice. It's an issue of, like the head of the BLM said in New York, if the people in this country don't give us what we want, again, he's using expletives, he said, we're going to burn the effing city down. Isn't this insane? And what's the objective? To cause you to be afraid and to bow the knee to the likes of the BLM. Or CARE, or one of the other 200 organizations that have been set up illegally in America by the likes of a George Soros, okay? He's just the public bad guy. There's many more of them all across the country. Just ask of their subordinates, okay? But what I want to do is I want to show you this because is these people, no matter what happens, and it's not just BLM, it's not just CARE, it's the homosexual agenda as well, and any other organization that means to be used as, again, a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. It's interesting how they always have to put themselves in the victims of the or the victim position, forgive me, or the position of the victims. Okay, and the way that they get away with this is the mainstream media withholds the facts. And again, this is what's been going on in this country far too long. Isaiah 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. So let's get over to Trayvon Martin. Everybody remember that, right? That whole scenario. Remember how they played him out to be a victim of a white man's crime, only to find out that the one that actually took him out was being agitated to respond to Trayvon Martin, and he did, and he happened to be a Mexican guy, and it didn't work for the narrative, remember? And then all of a sudden the narrative dropped. You remember all that? Remember MSNBC was responsible for creating that narrative? Yep. Did you know that Trayvon Martin, as a matter of fact, was a suspect, as was he held to his crimes for drug paraphernalia and burglary? Didn't know if you knew that or not, but these are the facts and the details that you need to understand as to why the police are looking at these people in such a fashion that they do in the first place. Then we have Michael Brown. Remember him? Remember Ferguson, Missouri? Remember that? Did you know that his criminal records were completely sealed? Why? Because they had to put him in the position of the victim. Now to George Floyd in Minneapolis. Did you know that he was charged for trespassing? He was a drug addict. He was also a known thief. He was in prison for 5 years for, listen carefully, armed robbery. In other words, 19 times stopped and or charged by the police. Why was that information not given to the American people? Nope, because it didn't work. They had to put him in the position of being the victim. Now, in this case with George Floyd, the police officer had no business whatsoever playing the judge and the jury and the executioner. Zero. Okay? And I watched the film, first and foremost. But what I want to show you, friends, is I want to give you some more information that the mainstream media withholds, and the purpose they do that is because they want to incite the domestic insurrection. They want to create division between the American people. They're creating the war by withholding the facts. I'm going to give you more facts, and I want to tell you what, this next segment, you're going to get even more jacked. You talk more angry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will resume use, but will have a warning about blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein is on the CDC advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare, and the benefits of the vaccine are huge.
There have been more protests in Columbus, Ohio, following the fatal police shooting of a black teenager who is swinging a knife at another girl. Officials report Officer Nicholas Reardon has been put on administrative leave. He is the U.S. Air National Guardsman and the son of a 30-year veteran and sergeant in the Columbus Division of Police. Officials say the investigation is just beginning. The family of Micaiah Bryant says whether or not the shooting is found to be justified, the killings must stop. This is USA Radio News. A delicate situation between the U.S. and Turkey has become tense following a historic declaration from President Biden. The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. And the president's infrastructure plans may have suffered a setback on Friday. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who is a key vote, said he thinks the bill should focus on conventional projects like roads, bridges, and railways.
I think this is truly a bipartisan effort. We're working in a bipartisan way to put a good infrastructure bill. We can take care of the needs of our country, and we can do it in a responsible way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Okay, well, we're going to get to some more of this, man. These folks are setting themselves up for today's show. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends, what you're going to find is everything you need to know about who we are. People say, well, who's Bradley Dean? Who's Bradley Dean? We still don't know who Bradley Dean is. How many thousands of times have I said it from this microphone? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends. Everything is there, from referrals to endorsements from people you know, to media attacks, to why, to what we've done, where our affiliates are in 143 cities across the country, to, you know, again, so many different things, friends, that I don't have time to cover right now. But if you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you're going to find everything that you need to know about us. And again, if you, it even shows you a map as to where we've been and where we're at on radio. We got radio antennas on that map, and then all the little flags that you'll see on there that will tell you as to, well, we're in Alaska as well on radio, as a matter of fact, and we've done events in Alaska. So there's much to see, friends. Again, if you're really interested in knowing who we are and what it is that we've done, we are booking right now, so if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're already filled up. We got a couple events coming up in May in Minnesota, praise God, and then it looks like we're going to be going back to Michigan and hopefully down south. We'll see what happens in the up and coming days, but we also have more events coming up within that 3-month period, so we are filling up quick. If you would like to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, that's all you have to do is go to the right side of the page. You can see us on social media platforms. Again, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. You can also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of the page. Join us on social media platforms as well. Again, if you want to call in, you can do that, 1-866- 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. The devil's always in the details, and it's information that we need to balance in our minds what's just and what's unjust, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I just highlighted Trayvon Martin. I highlighted Michael Brown. By the way, that was the young kid that was the victim, too, but yet he was bullying people in a store on video, and he was also caught on film charging the police officer, and yet somehow or another, that was just unjust, right? And then I just took the time to highlight George Floyd's murder, and that was unjust, by the way. And I highlighted his trespassing, his drug addiction, theft, armed robbery, how he spent 5 years in jail, how he was incarcerated, or he was called upon through police intervention 19 different times. And again, somehow or another, the mainstream media sells you that all these people are innocent, right? Read Proverbs 17:15. Folks, we need to keep in mind that these police aren't looking for something to do, okay? They got better things to do than be harassed to intervene on the behalf of repeat criminals. But then again, if the judges would do their jobs, you know, soft judges produce hardened criminals. If the judges would do their job and teach them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, maybe the cops wouldn't have to continuously deal with these repeat criminals, right? But then again, Americans put up with the system where three strikes and you're out. They're actually encouraged to commit three crimes, but you better not do it a fourth time. I mean, this is insane, right? Now, what's also interesting to note, now going into particulars, friends, concerning the George Floyd case, is it not bizarre to you that in the George Floyd case, his family was granted a $27 million settlement a month before a verdict even came down? Doesn't anybody think that's kind of bizarre? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If I'm missing something, bring it to the table. 1-866-582-9933. Don't get into conspiracy theories on this one, friends, because I know what I know in this particular case, and I can prove it. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to tell you this, too, as well, friends. The reason for this, again, is to incite the people that are divided, the informed and the uninformed, to war with one another in order to wield more control over both parties. Again, read Mark 3:25. So let me give you a couple more examples. This is probably going to make some of you angry, but I want to go back really quick, and then I'm going to play some video in just a moment here. But I want to go back to Rodney King concerning the Los Angeles riots, okay? Now, what's interesting, again, is what was withheld to create the riots in Los Angeles. Same thing that we've seen here with Floyd, same thing that we've seen with Trayvon Martin, same thing that we've seen with Michael Brown, the same thing that they're now trying to create with this young girl concerning the shooting that just took place with that of Micaiah Bryant. You just heard that during the break. I'm going to get to that. I'm also going to get over to Dante Wright because I'm going to give you some information that was withheld before the American people again in this particular case. And isn't it interesting how the narrative is constantly set to withhold information to stop the riots, to show the people that justice was done? Okay, this is purposed. So let's go to Rodney King. Again, the mainstream media worked hand in glove with corrupt politicians to present a gang of racist cops. Remember all this, friends? Who beat the victim, Rodney King, into a bloody pulp by hyping this incident in such a way that the American people would believe that this represented the police force on a nationwide basis. At least that's what they were pushing for, but it didn't fly, did it? Nope. See, friends, what happened is the not guilty verdict of the four police officers that were seen on film beating Rodney King, when the not guilty verdict of the four police officers came out, guess what? That was the match that lit the fuse concerning the Los Angeles riots. Okay? And you can almost bank on it in any given scenario. It's always what is withheld from the people that is the match that lights the fuse. Now, right after this took place, the not guilty verdict of the four police officers in Rodney King's case, it was interesting to note that the MSM, the mainstream media, implied that the jury was a bunch of redneck racists. Do you remember this? bad, bad white people, bad, bad white people. Yet the testimony of 58 witnesses and over 200 exhibits presented at the trial happened to be the information that was purposely withheld from the American people. What was revealed to the jury is what I'm going to reveal to you even now. And I can almost guarantee you that you knew not a thing that I'm going to share with you concerning the LA riots and Rodney King. Okay? Did you know that Rodney King was driving recklessly at speeds of 115 miles an hour? Did the mainstream media tell you that? Did you know that Rodney King, his arrest culminated into an 8-mile chase, which cut across numerous lanes of express traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders? The media tell you about that, friends? Nope. Rodney King was a convicted felon. Anybody know that? Show of hands, please. Okay. Yes, Rodney King was a convicted felon. Did you know that he was out on parole for, guess what, friends? Armed robbery. Did the mainstream media tell you about that? Nope. Nope. Did you know that there were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the police officers? They were handcuffed and later released without an incident? Did you hear about that? Absolutely not. Why? Because it doesn't fit for their narrative. Are they not to be held accountable for their crimes, Americans? And I'm talking about corporate media. Absolutely they are. Corporate media should be held accountable along with the politicians, friends, that created this by withholding and omitting the information that I'm sharing with you right now. This is why the four cops were found not guilty, friends, because they had all the facts to determine the outcome. Oh, I'm just beginning here. Did you know that Rodney King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? Did anybody know that? Did you know that Rodney King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car? He was obstructing justice. Did you know that when he finally did come out, he began acting erratically? As a matter of fact, dancing around and then began to make lewd gestures to a female police officer. But of course, you didn't see that on the film that was played before your eyes hundreds, if not thousands of times, over and over and over and over and over again. Anybody know that? No, of course not. Did you know that Rodney King was ignoring a command to get down on the ground? Did you know that King was then tackled by the officers only to rise up in opposition by throwing off several of the police officers? You want to talk about adrenaline, friends? I bet those police officers in that particular case were a little nervous. Yep, yep. Did you know that officers attempted to subdue King with a stun gun? Did you know that the stun gun failed in subduing the 260-pound Rodney King? Did you know that? Of course not. Doesn't fit the narrative, friends. The video, which the MSM, acronym for the mainstream media, failed to broadcast, is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public. The film that was withheld from the American people was Rodney King charging the police officers. Are they to go without accountability to their crimes? And I'm talking about the mainstream media. Friends, you want to turn your country around? Start dealing with corruption in the media. Start holding them accountable for their information that's purposely and willfully being withheld from the people. Hey, folks, do you think that had the public known this information in the film that was being played to the viewers repeatedly would have been played from start to finish, would have reacted in such a fashion? Absolutely not. Never in a million years. Because they would have said Rodney King had exactly coming what he had coming. But again, this is information that was withheld. I'm going to go over to the Brooklyn Center shooting. By the way, I lived about a block away from where this took place. That's when I was a welfare kid. Remember how I told you get stuck in that system? Yeah, that created system by politicians. See, they ignore the word of God. They create dependency. instead of going over to 2 Thessalonians 3:10, where it says, if you don't work, you don't eat. Nope. They teach them to go ahead and be a bunch of losers, and then bad things happen, and they wonder why it happens. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here again, friends, I just got to say this, especially being live across the country right now in 143 cities. Again, I get all of you guys, man, you got all the time in the world to leave messages on a recorder as to, you know, what the truth of the matter is and what the truth isn't and what I forgot and what I should do. I get the emails, I get the texts, 200 to 300 of them a day, and boy, I don't understand it. Come on. I mean, if you got something to add, bring it. But again, the only thing I'm saying in these particular situations, don't bring in theories into these particular situations. Okay? Especially the George Floyd and Derek Chauvin verdict. Okay? Because I know that one firsthand. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the devils and the details. Friends, does this not make anybody angry, or is this just me? You know, the scripture is clear when it tells us that there's two sides to every story, right? And I'm just thinking of Proverbs right now, and I want to give you, there's so many different versions of it, but what I'm finding right now is Proverbs 18, 17 through 19. One version says there are two sides to every story. The first one sounds true until you hear the other side. That's right. Okay, now that's a way out there version. As a matter of fact, I've never even heard that version. But it's still to the point. It's actually still a good translation because it's still applicable here, right? And so when you go over to, let's just go over to the Young's literal translation. Okay, it says there are two sides to every story. The first one to speak sounds true until you hear the other side. Sounds a lot like the other one. Okay, and again, it's just important that I interject a word so many different times so people know exactly what I'm saying when I'm shooting scripture out there. So here I'm putting some backbone to it again. And now I'm going over to the King James Version really quick. Just hang on a second. The first one to plead his cause seems right. Yep, this is the media. Right? The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. That's what we're doing here. We're examining the fact of the matter. And what's interesting is the media's useful idiots and spin doctors and corporations are never held accountable for the consequences. And yet they're purposing this. If anybody else did this, friends, they'd be out of a job. They'd be sued till the last penny that they had was taken away from them. But big corporations, come on, America, that's fascism, that's un-American. They must be held accountable. Well, let me get over to this one, because now I want to highlight a couple more here during the last segment. We have a couple more killings that recently took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. A police officer accidentally shot Dante Wright, not justifying it, but folks, there's no question. As a matter of fact, here, let me just do this. If you're on social media platforms, I want you to see the video here. It's really a sad scenario. It really is, to say the least. And there's two police officers pulled up to Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center. And there is one female officer in the back who has a body cam on, and he's told to get out of the car, and it gets to the point where the police officer, the black police officer, no mention of him, of course, and I'm not playing that game for the record, but he was a black police officer, pulls Dante Wright out of the car, tells him to turn around, he begins to put handcuffs on him, and as he begins to put handcuffs on him, Dante Wright wanted to play the big man. He's seen way too many movies. And what does he do? Well, he jumps back into the car. The female police officer comes over. Dante Wright pulls his hands back. He jumps inside of the car. The police officer, namely the female police officer, instead of pulling out her stun gun, she shoots him with her Glock. And she walks away saying, "Oh, my God, she used some expletives. I shot him," is what she said. Okay, but what I want you to know about Dante Wright is what you didn't hear from the mainstream media once again. Okay, Dante Wright was facing first-degree attempted aggravated robbery. That's why there was three cops around him in the first place. They knew who he was. Facing first-degree attempted aggravated robbery and allegedly trying to steal $820 from a woman at gunpoint. And notice how the mainstream media used the word allegedly. See, you see, they never used that word when they said the white police officer, this female officer, accidentally shot him. Matter of fact, they didn't say anything about the white female police officer accidentally shooting him. And it wasn't an allegation. She was guilty as sin. And that's how they wanted to sell her to the American people. But when it comes to the crimes of the victim again, Dante Wright, it's allegedly at gunpoint stole $820 from a woman, okay? By the way, the prosecutors say, I had to get the quote, and here's the quote. The prosecutors say Wright told the woman, Dante Wright, the one that was shot accidentally, "Give me the effing money, I'm not playing around." I guess there's allegations with that somehow or another when it comes to the mainstream media, right? Oh, gosh, people. You useful idiots, man. You're digging a hole, and you're going to fall into the hole that you yourselves have dug. And you mean to bring everybody with you. You don't understand the concept of Scripture. When the Bible tells us in Galatians 6:7 that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You better understand that when you plant the seed, you're going to bring forth a harvest from the seeds that you yourself have planted. And you better know that it's a law unto itself, and it's a matter of time before it comes back to you. Rest assured. But I want to go back to this. Did you hear that about Dante Wright from the mainstream media, friends? Why was there three police officers? Oh, he was the victim. And he tries to flee from the police.
Not justifying this accidental death neither, friends. But again, this is information most people have had no knowledge of because the mainstream media omitted it on purpose. Okay, now let's go over to, finally, that of Micaiah Bryant. Okay, this one sold to the American people by her mother. I kid you negative. I'm not going to play the audio, but this is exactly what she said. Her mother told the media, putting her daughter, Micaiah Bryant, in the seat of the victim. Her mother said she was a sweet child and she was an honor roll student. Okay. Well, maybe she should have raised her up in the ways that she would go, so when she's old, she would not depart from it. I guess Micaiah stabbing away at an innocent victim with a knife in her hand, I guess that didn't constitute the information that maybe most people should take heed to, that wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35. I mean, did her mother teach her this, or was that acceptable in that family? I don't know. But again, what I want to do is I want to show you the audio, if you're on social media platforms, of the video of the police officer arriving. And notice the media during the last break was again talking about how this is under investigation. For what? For what? Why is it under investigation? We've seen everything that happened from three different angles. Micaiah Bryant was going to stab this girl to death. And this police officer did his job in assuring that that innocent victim was not stabbed to death by Micaiah Bryant. Did you hear that from the media? Absolutely not. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see this playing out. Police officer gets there, sees one girl being pushed over and kicked by a black man, and then as he looks up, he sees Micaiah Bryant with a knife in her hand, about ready to stab a woman with a pink outfit on. Okay. Did you hear about that? No, what you heard is that Micaiah Bryant, she's a sweet child and she's an honor roll victim, and this is under investigation because for some reason or another, the video didn't show us useful idiots what we wanted to show us. Nope, because it's in plain sight what happened. It's just incredible the hypocrisy that comes from politicians and the mainstream media, friends. It really is. They want to put her in the victim position. And quite frankly, friends, I'm sick and tired of it. Okay, they call for police intervention, the police show up, and they enforce the law, and then for some reason or another, they're called into question for doing their job. This is all, by the way, this is a communist play. I want to tell you right now, friends, what this is all about. They want to Europeanize America. You know, over in Europe, you know that they've disarmed those countries, many of them, right? And these immigrants coming in, namely from Somalia, they come in and they take their long knives, their machetes, and they're trying to stab away at people. And the only thing that the police have there are stun guns. And they will literally, I've seen film of this where they have literally 13 police officers surrounding one of these Muslim men that's trying to kill somebody with a machete. You want to know why they took the guns away? Because they didn't want the man that was trying to kill people. They wanted to rehabilitate him. Well, then let the politicians do it. Let the politicians do it, friends. What's the conclusion? The mainstream media and corrupt politicians, again, must be held accountable for purposely inciting violence with all this in mind. Because, again, the devil is found in the details. Folks, we got hour two coming up. We must put a legal stop to all of this garbage and hold these people accountable, friends. Because, again, I'm sure you're sick of it, and I'm sick of it as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two, coming up.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.